Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 7th of April, the 97th day of 2025. We are 275 days away from 2026. In other words, we have about 3/4 of the year to go. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, say the French. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Many folks are only beginning the year, much like the ancient Romans, who largely waited for spring to arrive before involving themselves with the landscape in earnest. For the main canoe and kayak racing organization, known as Macro, becoming seriously involved with the New Year's local riverscape began weekend before last at the end of March, with the 44th annual St. George River Race from Searsmont Village to Appleton, Maine. This past weekend saw the 50th anniversary of the Passagassawakeag River Race. The Passy, as it's known to many, began at the Whitcomb Road Bridge near Littlefield Farm in Waldo and finished just above Belfast, Maine. First the river, then the land. Words that describe how the Penobscot people in previous millennia became familiar with most of what we now call Maine. So many brooks and streams functioning as tributaries to the larger flowing fresh water meant a robust interconnectivity affording manageable portages. The land now will warm quickly, but wise gardeners and farmers will not be hasty in tilling the earth, lest they disturb the ecosystem's seasonal cycles. Today requires a respect for basics, as various human forces among us are attempting to convince us that black is white, that dark is light, and that we can punish our way into superiority. Not so simple, for example, is the concept of bread, a symbol of fundamental sustenance in more ways than one, as birthday girl and Nobel Prize poet Gabriela Mistral affirms in her poem, Bread. Vice of habituation, wonder of childhood, magical feeling of raw materials and elements, flour, salt, oil, water, fire, moments of pure vision, pure hearing, pure touch, consciousness of life at one moment. All the memories revolve around bread. It carries an intense sense of life, and also, through I don't know what internal association, an equally strong sense of death. The thought of life turns banal from the moment it isn't blended with the thought of death. The pure essentials are superficial giants or little pagans. The pagan paid attention to both. Heavenward tonight and tomorrow night, look south in the sky to find our waxing gibbous moon keeping company with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion. Regulus also shines at the bottom of the backward question mark pattern of stars known as the Sickle. And the Sickle serves also as the head of the lion in the constellation Leo the Lion. Today in 451, Attila the Hun plundered Metz in northeastern France. Today in 1805, Lewis and Clark and their interpreter and guide Sacajawea left Fort Mandan, North Dakota, and continued their journey to the Pacific Ocean. And Ludwig van Beethoven conducted the premiere of his Symphony No. 3, Eroica, at the Theater of Vienna. Today in 1827, English chemist John Walker began selling the world's first friction matches, 100 of them in a tin case with a piece of sandpaper. Today in 1922, United States Secretary of the Interior Albert Bacon Fall secretly leased federal oil reserves to the Mammoth Oil Company in return for cash gifts in what would become known as the Teapot Dome Scandal. Today in 1933, 8 months before Prohibition was repealed, low-alcoholic beer, or 3.2 beer, also known as near beer, became legal in the United States and subsequently was celebrated as National Beer Day. Today in 1940, the United States Post Office issued its first postage stamp of African-American educator Booker T. Washington. Today in 1948, the World Health Organization, a specialized agency of the United Nations, was established. Today in 1966, the United States recovered a lost hydrogen bomb from the Mediterranean seafloor. Today in 1915 in Baltimore, Maryland, Eleanora Fagan Holliday was born. She would later write, "Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, and I was 3. Her pop was a poorly paid guitarist who passed his love of music on to his daughter, whom he nicknamed Bill, which she altered to Billy, after her favorite movie star, Billy Dove. Billie Holiday's young life surely could have used some film fantasy to offset the many horrible incidents she experienced. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that Billie shared a bed with her great-grandmother in the Holiday home. One night, the old lady affectionately wrapped an arm around Billie and then died. By the time Billie awoke, her great-grandmother's grip had stiffened and Billie couldn't shake loose. To free Billie, her great-grandmother's arm had to be broken. Later at age 10, Billie was sexually abused by a neighbor, but somehow the court judge decided that was a reason to send Billie to reform school. When she returned to her family, she began running errands for a brothel and soon joined the profession herself. She was arrested and imprisoned. After her release, she tried earning money singing, and though her first venues were slummy, her voice steadily won her improved bookings. Before long, she was performing in concert with jazz legends such as Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, and Count Basie. Unfortunately, the pressures of show business and her earlier horrific background proved too much for Billie Holiday, and she died of heart and liver disease induced by drug abuse. Today is also the birthday in 1740 of the Jewish Polish American broker who helped finance the American Revolution, Chaim Salomon. In 1770 of English Romantic poet laureate William Wordsworth. In 1775 of the first American who founded a cotton-to-cloth textile mill, Francis Cabot Lowell. In 1860 of American cereal manufacturer Will Keith Kellogg. In 1872 of the American newspaper editor and advocate for African-American rights, William Monroe Trotter. In 1889 of Chilean Nobel poet Gabriela Mistral. In 1897 of American journalist and radio host Walter Winchell. In 1920 of Bengali Brahmin sitar master and Indian classical composer Ravi Shankar. In 1928 of American actor James Garner. In 1931 of American military analyst Daniel Ellsberg. In 1934 of Scottish actor Ian Richardson. In 1935 of American country singer Bobby Bear. In 1937 of American pop singer Charlie Thomas, in 1938 of American politician Jerry Brown, and of American drummer Spencer Dryden. In 1939 of British TV host David Frost, and of American director Francis Ford Coppola. In 1947 of American singer Patricia Bennett. In 1951 of American singer-songwriter Janice Ian. In 1952 of American drummer Bruce Gary. In 1954 of Hong Kong martial arts actor Jackie Chan. In 1958 of Northern Irish rock bass player Tony Ayer. And in 1960 of Native American actress Elaine Miles. And in 1964 of American actor Russell Crowe. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this third full week of spring and the 15th week of 2025.